I went. I said goodbye to Dean and left him. He worked on a parking lot on Madison and 40th. He rushed around in his ragged shoes and t-shirt, straightening out immense noontime rushes of cars. He lived with Inez in a cold water flat in the East 80s. When he came home at night, he took off all his clothes and put on a hip-length Chinese silk jacket and sat in his easy chair to smoke a water pipe loaded with tea. This was his homecoming pleasure. Inez cooked in the kitchen and looked in with a wry smile. Everything was all right with her. "Dig her? Dig her, man? That's Inez," said Dean. "See, that's all she does. She pokes her head in the door and smiles. Oh, I've talked with her, and we've got everything straightened out most beautifully." Inez called up Camille on the phone repeatedly and had long talks with her. They even talked about his joint, or so Dean claimed.